Let's talk some Oregon women's basketball. Big weekend ready to roll. Civil War twice tomorrow at Matt Knight Arena. Then Sunday in Corvallis. Our next guest is the outstanding freshman who's made such a splash, McDonald's All-American. Welcome in Sabrina Ionescu. Thanks for the time, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So for the start, I've been working in radio in Eugene for almost 27 years. You've been here about 5 months. Every time I mention your last name, if it's on text or on Twitter, somebody yells at me that I'm saying it wrong. So from Ionescu to Nescu to Nescu, Sabrina, help me out here. How am I supposed to pronounce your last name?
It's Ionescu.
Ionescu.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess now I can yell back at everybody else because they were wrong, too.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. So you're 5'10", 5'11". How close could you come to dunking?
I can get, like, the middle of the net. That's about as close as I can get.
Somebody actually asked me to ask you that. I have no idea why, but that was
that's
a good question.
Funny.
Obviously, from high school to this point, you've had some amazing experiences and accomplishments. But when you were growing up in Northern California, was it all about hoops for you, or did you play or have an interest in any other sports?
No, I didn't play any other sports. I played basketball pretty much as I was growing up, but I loved playing other sports at recess or, you know, with the guys or with my brothers. While I was growing up, but competitively, I just played basketball.
Did you have a favorite team or player you modeled your game after? Was it a WNBA player, NBA, college? Was any inspiration? Or did you just love to play?
I just played. I took things from many different players. I love watching the NBA, so I really just watch a bunch of teams and players through the league. But I don't think I definitely had one particular player that I modeled my game after.
In a couple of months, we're going to have the 20th anniversary of the birth of the WNBA. Once your career ends here at Oregon, is that your goal? Is that your aspiration to play at the next level?
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking it one day at a time, but I would love to play after college.
We're talking hoops with Oregon freshman Sabrina Ionescu, because now that I have you on tape saying it, every time somebody texts me or yells at me, I could say, here it is from her mouth. you know, obviously, you've had the opportunity to represent the United States a few times on national teams, gold medals in Mexico or Czech Republic. What kind of memories do you have about traveling abroad and getting to wear the red, white, and blue?
I've had great opportunities to play overseas the 2 years that I played with USA. I just think the whole experience of playing and representing your country meant a lot to me. I met a lot of great people. I've had a lot of great teammates, great coaches playing internationally. So I think that whole experience is something that I'll never forget.
With your resume, as I mentioned earlier, you were McDonald's All-American. You were actually MVP in the game, national team. That recruiting process, who were some of the schools you were considering, and what finally made you say, you know what, it's going to be Eugene, I'm going to be a Duck?
I went down to Washington, Cal, and Oregon. And I think just the relationship I have with the coaches here at Oregon, the vision that they have for our program really, really inspired me to come here. And I bought into the vision that they had, and I'm excited to be here and achieve the goals that we're setting out to achieve.
We talk with Coach Graves almost every week, and I'm wondering, as one of his players, if you had to rank what drives him up a wall the most, would it be bad turnovers, sloppy defense, bad shot selection? What are the kinds of mistakes that you're like, uh-oh, I'm going to hear about this?
He really loves simple plays. So if you try and do anything that's not simple and you mess up, that really drives him up the wall. But I feel like just like any coach, but he has that one thing. Yeah, he likes the simple plays, the fundamental plays, and he just wants you to play basketball. He doesn't want you to try and run a play because he said so. If something else is open, he wants you to do that. So I think that's definitely what would drive him up the wall.
couple of final thoughts for Sabrina. Ionescu, you busted the thumb on your shooting hand a little over a month ago. You missed some games. Obviously, you came back. How's it feeling now? How close do you think you are to 100% fully healed?
I think I'm like 95%.
And it's so you don't feel like it's impacting your shot as much as it was right now?
No, I think I'm getting back to where I was before I injured it.
The shot down at Cal, Rob Mosley wrote a really interesting article about you and your family after. You've got a twin brother, then another brother. We always hear about the sibling rivals, and with great players, it's so competitive. How much did you go after them, and how much did they, even though they were the your brother, older brother, never let you off the hook?
Yeah, we competed growing up all the time. No matter what playing, what we were doing, we competed. And I think that definitely helps me now, having that competitive mindset. But both of my brothers definitely helped me to get to where I am today, mentally, physically, everything of that sort.
One of your assistant coaches, Nicole Powell, literally one of the greatest players in the history of this conference. What's it like to be coached by her? And I won't tell anybody if you don't, but does she still have game?
Oh, she definitely still has game. she's our guards coach. She's definitely one of a kind. She knows what she's talking about because she's been through it. She's not just talking from what she sees on TV. She's definitely experienced everything that we're going through, and it's great having someone who knows what they're talking about guiding us every day.
Let's wrap with this. Tomorrow and Sunday, Oregon State, obviously Final Four last year, and while they lost a couple of terrific players, they're back at the top of the conference, top of the polls. In preparing for this, what about this Beaver team kind of jumps off the film as far as the kinds of challenges they'll present you and your team?
We're just excited. We're just excited to come out and compete. We're not really looking in too deeply on who they are, what they've accomplished, because you know, the score starts 0-0 regardless of who they have, who we have. It's just going to come down to what team plays harder and what team was best prepared.
All right, you can follow Sabrina on Twitter. Use the handle at Sabrina_I20. Again, she and the Ducks host Oregon State tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Matthew Knight Arena. Sabrina, congratulations to the great start to your career. Be healthy, be well, and thank you so much for your time, and good luck this weekend in the Civil War.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic frosh, Sabrina Ionescu. We're live from Primetime Sports Bar out here on Mohawk in Springfield. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more sports talk, 95.3 The Score.